All received a copy of the agenda and additions or corrections to the agenda.
I do have one item suggesting deleting Russell Archit administrative building roof replacement.
And I received a letter, but I think we will address that letter at the proper time on the agenda from 10:45 public hearing, Raging Cajun. They've asked for that to be deferred until they can get here. They cannot make it today, but we will take that up when we get there. I think it's a proper way, Mr. Griffin.
It should stay on until we get to that point.
Okay. All right. Need approval of the agenda with the deletion of Mr. Russ Archit, Administrator Roof Building.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips to approve the agenda with the one change. Any questions? Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Perfect. You boys make the motion, we'll soon get this thing over with.
That's right. Less people, better control.
Minutes of October the 2nd. Any additions or corrections to the minutes of October the 2nd?
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips to approve the minutes of October the 2nd. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
A letter from the CHEER organization enclosing a complimentary copy of the book CHEER recently published called Remember the Times. And it's a collection of memoirs of the mature population of the county, and they're just basically telling that that this can be purchased at $10 a copy at the CHEER Center.
I got a copy of that book over the weekend, and I read it, and it made a nice tribute to Arlene. And it's very interesting. I was just delighted to read some of the stories of some of the people that I knew in there and their memories of their life growing up as a child and how it differed from today. Very, very interesting. I appreciate that, Arlene. I don't know whose idea it was, but you did a good job with it. Any other correspondence? Mr. Izzo. Got a motion?
Don't worry, that'd be great.
Take the pressure right off you. You better take advantage of the way you got it, Mike.
I might announce Mr. Cole will not be here today.
Yep.
So we'll get out probably 10:30.
Thank you. Elise.
Okay, good morning. I have only one item on my agenda this morning. It's in reference to Sussex County project number 07-02. It would be a proposed bid award for the Sussex County Airport Hangar Renovations Project. We opened up the bids on September 28th, and we did have a good representation of bidders. We had 9 bidders that bid the project. The low bidder is Richard Y. Johnson and Son of Lincoln, Delaware. We had a couple alternatives included in the bid. The base bid would be for the renovation of the existing hangar building that we own at the Sussex County Airport. We did have some concerns about one of the bid items. Basically, Patch DeCrane was going to provide us with an existing paint booth, but the paint booth needed to be put together and relocated from the Patch DeCrane facility, and we were just concerned of once we got into that it might be a bigger project than if we bought a brand new paint booth. However, you can see the alternate A bid for utilizing the existing paint booth came in at $20,403, whereas purchasing and installing the new paint booth came in at $55,301. So there is some value making use of the existing paint booth. That's the status of the actual bids that we received, but we do have a couple of visitors today, and I think Mr. Baker would like to submit something before we go much further.
Yeah, I just wanted to provide a little background and history again regarding the project. Almost a year ago today, on October 24th, the council, we discussed the possibility of moving forward with a partnership with Deltek to obtain a hangar for the airframe mechanics training program, and on March 13, 2007, the council approved the purchase of a block hangar building at the airport for a payment of $25,000 and then cancellation of a $400,000 loan. And on March 27th, the council approved renovating the block hangar building, which would thereafter be leased to Del Tech for their training program. And since then, as Mr. Izzo and the engineering department and Mr. Kelly and AWB have worked on the design specs for renovating the hangar. And this is considerably more than what we expected. The low bid, if the low bid was approved, and we do believe that we can achieve some change orders, credit change orders for different items that would total about $45,000, $47,000 at a minimum, we believe. The net cost of renovating the hangar is estimated to be about a total of $775,000, which would include the engineering, the inspection, roof repairs, and whatnot. Again, this is considerably more than what we anticipated. Back in March, we were in the $525,000 range with our estimate. This is more than what we anticipated. Funding would be available from the Capital Improvement Fund. I have talked to Mrs. Webb about that if you did elect to move forward. With that, we do have some visitors here today. Dr. Smith, Dr. Ileana Smith from Del Tech is here, and Cheryl Parker from the Director of Human Resources for PATS, who I think would like to make a couple comments.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What I'd like to do is just
state your name, please.
I'm sorry. Cheryl Parker.
Okay. Okay. We just need it for the tape.
Okay.
All that legal crap.
I'm not used to this. What I wanted to do is give a very brief overview of PATS here in the county. Decrane Aerospace actually purchased us back in 99. And at that point, we were at about 130 employees. As of today, we have been growing. We're currently at 521 direct hires. And additionally, we have about 72 contractors. So our workforce is close to 600 employees right now. Right now, I've hired 211 employees. Since January of this year, we have about a 10 to 13% turnover rate, so you have to factor that in. I currently have about 175 open requisitions. Of those, about 100 are specific to our hangar, meaning our mechanics and our technicians, which is where our greatest need is right now to find qualified, skilled employees. Of those 105 openings I have at the hangar, probably about 50% of them are close to 50, 45 to 50 people. We would love to have an airframe license on these guys, either an airframe and power plant, which we refer to as an A&P, or an airframe license. We currently supplement our workforce with contractors, so when we can't find the actual direct employees to bring them in here, we use a contractor workforce, which is they come and go. They really don't stay here in the county. They don't make their routes. They don't, you know, purchase the homes, buy the services that are here in the county. To give you an idea of what we're looking at in the future, we are probably going to be breaking ground in the next few weeks for another hangar. It's going to house anywhere from 3 to 4 planes, depending on the type. So at that point, we'll be able to house 11 planes in our hangars. We'll have 5 hangars. So we're real excited about that. As the HR director, though, my hair is going gray from trying to find the people. That's my biggest obstacle and challenge right now is finding skilled, qualified people. We have a lot of efforts that we go on that we've been doing to recruit them from outside the area, but the bottom line is we're starting to exhaust the supply, and our feeling is we have to grow our own. That's our new philosophy, is we have to grow our own, and our three big words are train, train, train. That's how we're going to find them. We've done some things. We've reevaluated our salary structure to become more competitive in the industry. We are now meeting, if not exceeding, the industry standards for our wage base. Right now, an average mechanic salary can run anywhere from the low 30s to the low 60s, $60,000 a year. We anticipate that the graduates that are coming out of the airframe program that Deltek is looking at putting together, we anticipate that they can come in anywhere in the mid to high 30s, possibly even in the low 40s with their airframe certification, because we do have a differential that we pay to our employees when for every license that they hold. So we feel that it's definitely a strong program that we're really looking forward to working with Deltek on, because we feel that's going to be the answer to getting our employees to support these additional hangars, the additional hangars and planes that we're going to be getting. So right now I talked to the director of our hangar operations, and he said if he had a graduating class right now, he could absorb 20 people out of that class. So, I mean, my big push is that we feel this airframe program is critical to the success of PATS and continued recruitment of employees, and where better to give people jobs is here in the county. So we're going to be in the high schools trying to tell them about the programs, the opportunities we have at PATS, and our goal, like I said, our goal is to grow them here. Questions?
Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Rogers?
Nope.
Mr. Jones?
Keep moving.
I'm surprised, I don't know if this question is for you or Dr. Smith, but I'm surprised that your turnover rate is 13%. What are you going to do if you put these people into the classroom and just before they complete their course there, that they leave? I mean, you train them and they go somewhere else. What can you do to prevent that?
What we can do is we can do things, obviously be competitive with our pay. We need to obviously offer a productive work environment, professional development for them. So a lot of the things that I do, the initiatives that I have, is obviously if they're happy in their workplace, if they feel productive, if they feel that they're supported by the company, they won't look outside the area.
But that still don't stop them. Do they sign a contract or anything?
Mm-hmm.
If I could add to that,
I think part of the issue is she's working with a workforce that might be from somewhere else. They don't have roots here, so you can expect the turnover would be greater. But once we grow our own, you're dealing with the residents of the county who have their roots here. They're going to stay here. And with all the factors that Cheryl has addressed, that's the kind of workforce that will have a much lower turnover rate.
But they don't sign a contract like our paramedics do?
No.
They pay for the course, right?
Yeah,
they're going to pay for the course, is it right?
Right. I mean, the students in the program will pay for the tuition.
Right. Well, we're footing down with the paramedics.
Right.
The only way is
if we have a scholarship program, then we might be able to get something that we might be able to sign.
Right, and PATS has already established a scholarship program at the college to help some of these students with their tuition.
And if it is an existing employee, which we will encourage them as well to take the program, if it's an existing employee, it would go through our tuition reimbursement program, and then they do have requirements to stay with the company. Otherwise, they owe the money back.
Are they, they're not being paid then for taking this course?
No.
They're not on PATS payroll for taking the course.
They will not be, although we have talked about the potential.
Hey, how can they afford to do that if they don't? They got to have a job or just night courses?
Well, and that's one of the things we haven't determined when the course schedule will be, but one of the options is if they're existing employees at PATS, they could be going to, they could be working second shift, like going to class during the day and then working at our facility if it's an existing employee. However, I view it as anyone who would want to go to college or pursue a degree, that they're making a commitment to get the education so that they can get a good paying job and
Yeah, and one of the things about a community college is affordability. When you look at our tuition, you know, you're paying for a semester, full-time student, just a little bit over $1,000. So when you compare that to what it would cost to go to away to a four-year school, it's the kind of affordability that can allow our residents to really find their way to these high-paying jobs. So there will be other fees and costs, but the college does all it can to provide financial aid to the students if they qualify.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm Ileana Smith, and it's a pleasure to address you since last time I was here. That was like David said, it was March 27 when the council approved the renovation of the facility pending on the Board of Trustee approval of the program by Delaware Tech. So I wanted to update you on the college's actions since March 27th, which really show our commitment to this partnership and our commitment to making this an outstanding quality program. So it was on April 3rd that the Delaware Tech Board of Trustees approved the program. We proceeded then to hire an aviation consultant to research the best programs and the facilities around the area that could give us the kind of information we needed to then proceed to work with some designs for the new facility. So we also worked with contracted engineers to do some preliminary facility designs. We then hired our department chairperson for the program. His name is Barry Weiss, and I'd like him to stand. I'd like to introduce him. Barry came to us from Salisbury Airport. He has been in the aviation industry for more than 19 years and is certified in both airframe and power plant. And to top that off, he has a master's degree in education. So we were very, very fortunate to find Barry. Barry is now working on course development for the program. The other big, big task that Delaware Tech faced was doing fundraising for the over $500,000 worth of equipment that's needed to actually place in that instructional facility. The number's like around $540,000 that we've needed to raise. That includes everything from some airplane parts, instructional trainers, computerized equipment. It's quite an extensive list. You can imagine the FAA has very strict requirements, not only about what the facility needs to be, but what the equipment needs to be so that the students really are trained to be these professionals that are needed in the industry. So we have been moving heaven and earth to get the $540,000, and at this point we have pledged support of about $300,000. We will continue on our fundraising efforts. We're working with PATS as a donor, as a prospective donor in that area. Other companies as well. We're working with different grants that are out there that could help provide some of this funding. So I can assure you that we're not leaving any stone unturned. We're also meeting with DITO tomorrow to get their help on providing some of this instructional equipment.
Don't expect a lot.
Well, we're going to work hard at making
the
case.
Of the ditch.
Well, we're going to make the case about how vital this is for the citizens of the state of Delaware. And the other piece of the puzzle is the FAA certification. So they do have rules that they will not co-inspect or really provide their guidance until they're ready to come here and the building is ready, the equipment's ready, the curriculum's ready. But we have established communication. Barry has a contact person that he's working with, and they are being supportive of our effort. You know, and I need to also speak to the very ambitious time frame that's ahead of us. We're very eager, you know, to progress, as you all are, but it's like dominoes, and one has to fall after the other. We've got to finish the building. We've got to equip the building. That's when the FAA will come to approve the building and the curriculum. Then we've got to recruit the students for the fall. We want to start classes in August of 2008, because the key is that 2 years later, we'll graduate our first class, and that's exactly the workforce that Cheryl spoke to. That's critical for our employers in this area. And the other piece, you know, that I think we all need to keep and be mindful of is that we're going to have a first class instructional school right here that can attract other businesses. So I think when you get these pieces that come together, you are in a very key position to look at the aviation industry and those kinds of related services, and you really do become a very desirable place. And we've done research of other places that are doing just that. One right in New York, Clinton County in New York, is a little bit ahead of exactly what we're trying to do, and is meeting with much success. I did want to ask our aviation consultant to come forward and just briefly outline the technical aspects of this instructional facility. Our consultant is Emmett Bennett. We're really very fortunate to have found him. He's a retired Air Force colonel at the Dover Air Force Base, and he was the director of aircraft maintenance for C-5s and C-141 airplanes. He served at the Pentagon for 5 years, and Colonel Bennett was the program director for aircraft maintenance and military construction programs for that entire Air Force Reserve. He has really been invaluable, and we needed someone with technical expertise to interpret those FAA requirements for the facility and really integrate them into a limited budget. So with that, let me ask Colonel Bennett to come forward.
Good morning. I hope, as Ileana said, I'm Emmett Bennett. I'm hoping that you're not going to be as tough as some of the Senate subcommittees that I had to face when we were talking about military construction.
I was going to ask for money. We're going
to... Okay.
Well, they're here.
You know, in assessing what the school wanted to do, I thought the most important thing I could do would be to benchmark the industry. What are we, well, first I visited PATS to see exactly what the scope and what their idea was to make sure that I clearly understood the requirement. The next thing that I did was try and locate the premier school that's conducting this kind of training. And at Penn State was the closest one. Emory-Riddle would probably be the premier, but the Pennsylvania College of Technology up at Penn State offers a bachelor's degree program up there. And they're located near Williamsport. Their investment was some years ago at about $6.5 million to create an airframe and power plant school. And since we realized that perhaps that scope was, you know, not too large for us, we wanted to look at a commensurate activity, which was Craven College in North Carolina. Craven College, Craven County has about 96,000 residents. Its median income is similar to ours. So we thought that would be a better place to take a look at what kind of facility and to design one for what would fit for Sussex County and for Deltek. They spent about $3 million to do their facility, and that was in early 2000. That might not be the total cost, but that was what their construction cost was at the time. Well, I also went over to Millville, New Jersey, which has a county school over there, and I took a look at that one, too. And that one is smaller than what we planned, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on. I happened to know some of the people at FAA that were former Air Force people, so that helped me. I talked to the Philadelphia region to try and squeeze as much information as they were willing to give me, which they're not supposed to give me any, so it was a little difficult. But I think that you need to know that the FAA will not approve design and facilities until they are constructed and the program curriculum is finalized. So we had to proceed very cautiously as to not to compromise the guidance in the Federal Air Regulation 147.3. I feel we designed a facility that is extremely functional for the dollar spent. Unlike ordinary classroom facilities, we've had to integrate a wide array of technical skill requirements into one building. We have welding, we have structural repair, we have composites, we have hydraulics, we have non-destructive testing, we have avionics, flight controls, pressurization, instruments, weight and balance, corrosion treatment, gear retraction, ground handling. There are many different facets of skills that are not only valuable in aviation but everywhere that are going to be taught in this building. Similarly, we had to make a decision to take the fuel out of the airplanes that we're going to put in the hangar so that we could decrease the cost of the fire suppression systems that are now required when you mix people, classrooms, and airplanes and welding together. I worked very closely with the engineers and with the county engineers to try and make this, you know, as efficient and economical a facility as we possibly could get out of this space. Its total is only a little less than 10,000 square feet. The hangar at Penn State that they use just for airplanes is 10,000 square feet. So we're being real Sussex County here, okay? We're going to make this tight and efficient as we possibly can. So we've designed this building with the understanding that FAA sees this facility as their foundation of safe airplane operation. The FAA expects us to produce a student who preserves the safety of flight actually throughout their entire career as an FAA certified mechanic. So they want this foundation to be very firm and be very rigid here. They will not compromise that educational foundation and will not certify a school which approaches them with inferior facilities and equipment. And recently, the school in Millville, which my assessment was that they didn't spend enough money and didn't have that capitalized well enough, lost their certification. And so we have to look at that aspect as well as the other aspect. This facility has been hammered into the budget as best I possibly can to make it functional and efficient and to meet the FAA requirements. And I'd be glad to entertain any questions that might have. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Okay, any other questions that we could answer?
Mr. Phillips, questions? Mr. Rogers, Mr. Johns? No?
Let me just say, the college is extremely proud of this partnership with the council and with PATS, and we eagerly look forward to the work ahead. and opening that school and graduating our students. So thank you very much. I certainly request your approval of the bid today.
Okay. Once again, I had distributed the bid results, and Mr. Baker did touch on that we have met with the low bid contractor, and we have discussed some credit change orders that I could bring back in a couple of weeks, and they total approximately $47,000. And if there aren't any questions, I have a motion that I can read.
Mr. Baker, we got the finances to cover this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Susie?
Yes. I had set aside money on the original bid, the 550, or the original estimate at that time, knowing this was going to be a real project. And then at the end of the year in our capital projects fund, which typically earns interest based on the cash that we transfer over, which is basically where I could pull from when I need to. So we would have enough funds to cover it, and I'll encumber it as of June 30th. So we're okay.
Okay.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering department, that the bid for Sussex County project number 07-02, Sussex County Airport hangar renovations, be awarded to Richard Y. Johnson and Son of Lincoln, Delaware, for the alternate A bid amount of $720,318.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second to Mr. Jones, to approve the motion. Just Reverend Mr. Izzo. Any questions on the motion? And none, Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I just want to say before I vote that this partnership, I think, is a real positive thing, because the only bad thing we've had happen at Pat's is that we need employees. It's not like they're having a layoff like the remainder of the industry in the country, and it's a good problem to have, but to excel this process and to grow our own, this is a way to do it. And knowing it's awful expensive, and we've talked about this a lot since you were here before, and I support it and vote for it.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is also certainly to support it, but it's a great partnership, and I know, Mike, it's something new that we've never kind of ventured in, and I certainly support Pat's by 100% because they've been a great asset to the county and to our airport. It just amazes me that the federal government, they are typically bureaucratic government. You can't find out any, you're supposed to build something, their specifications, but we're not going to tell you what.
Right, it's poor system.
This blows my mind, to say the least. Then they come over and say, oops, we forgot to tell you.
Something.
Yeah. I certainly think they, it's certainly very ignorant of the government to do that, to say the least. But, the game, the rules are the rules, and let's keep moving. I vote yes.
And after you've got $750,000 in it, what are you going to do, back up and quit? They know you're not going to do that. You're going to sink more money into it.
On economic development.
wait, let's not go there. I'm going to vote yes, very reluctantly. I think it's a shame that we have to do the bid process like we do. I think we could have gone out and got somebody to come in and do the same job for a lot less money. I am totally dissatisfied with the bid process we have to go through, but I can't change that. I think it's a good partnership, and it will be a good program. But I think we've spent entirely too much money on a building that already exists. With that, my vote is yes. Motion is passed. Thank you.
Words there. I needed to take
good work.